good song. Before that, I play some Holy Fuck. Before that, try to play some Sleepless Nights, but the CD keep jumping up and down, so I have to put that to a halt. Also play some Owl, which is from Halifax, and some Shane Turner Overdrive from Vancouver. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And now it's time to switch to the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Earlstown Winter.
Good evening out there. Good to be here. We'll be with you for the next hour or so, or just under. This song's called Come Back to Bed. We've got Adam in the studio on the drums, Ben on the bass.
Hello.
Hey. Jay's on the lap steel and electric guitar, and I'm John on vocals and acoustic. The first song we played tonight was called Porch Lights. It's off our new EP that came out a few months ago, called Porch Lights. Available in all good record stores in town, Zulu, Red Cat, and online in various places. So. this is another song off that EP. This one's called No Signal. Yeah.
shake. Even yourself, no one else will. They seem so long and the night's long. Believing in you, loving everything that you do. I'll stick by your side, stick to your guns. At the end of the day, we'll see what's become.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, Earlstown Winter, live in studio with us right now. That sounded great, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out. Can you tell me a bit about the band? Or somebody, one of you.
Yeah, well, we're a local band from here in Vancouver. We've been together for about 5 years, playing around town. Started off actually just with some songs that were kicking around. And a recording that was made, and the band was kind of formed around that. We've had a couple of member changes over the time, but we're pretty stable right now. So,
right. How were you guys in other bands before this, or is this pretty much one of your first projects together?
This is the first project that we've all been in together, for sure, yeah. There's actually a member that's missing right now, Mike, who's out there in Korea.
Oh. What is he doing?
He actually plays guitar. He's playing his guitar on the record. Mm-hmm. So he's away right now. But we've been in a few bands together. Ben's been in a few local bands. Adam and Jay currently playing a couple of local bands as well. So
yeah.
So yeah.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Talk about the history of you guys. And you said you've played here on the show before.
I played here twice. Once in 1996 in a punk rock band.
Yeah.
That was my buddy's brother. And then once in my own band, it must have been 1999.
Right.
98, 99. And we played when Nardwar was still hosting. And he actually liked it so much at the time that about a week later, he called Scott from the Saltines and got us a New Year's gig with the New Pornographers and the Saltines.
Oh, very nice.
On Anza Club.
Oh.
It was 1998 into 99, I think.
Yeah.
And yeah. And actually, Adam was playing in Pepper Sands then at the time. And little did I know, 12 years from that date, we end up in a band together.
Oh, wow. That's cool. So you guys have been around, which is a good thing.
Yeah, we've all been playing music around town for a long
right.
time.
And this music, this is mellower than the last couple of times you play here.
I played lots of different stuff, but we do, it's a mellower acoustic-y bass kind of song-based, kind of country-ish, more just kind of rootsy acoustic music. So it's a lot more chilled than we've probably all done in the past, but
is that something you wanted to do? Something you like? Something you prefer now?
Yeah,
is it just something you want to?
I think as time went on, the different records I was getting into over the last 8 or 9 years were more quieter records, I guess. Mm-hmm. When we play live as a full band, it's a lot louder. But a lot of this stuff, it's all written acoustically, so mm-hmm. that's kind of where the songs came from.
And your EP, which came out, I guess, last year,
yeah,
sometime. The stuff on the who write the songs? How does that?
I'm the songwriter in the band. Mm-hmm. There's contributions as we get into the arrangement as we play it. I guess they kind of start with me, and then we come together in the band, and we kind of figure out arrangements and things like that. And recorded that last year in Mushroom Studios and
right.
at AI in Burnaby. Ben actually was a producer of the record. Ben on bass here.
Oh.
Which was really handy for us as well. And it kept it, you know, it kept it really cozy because we got exactly what we wanted. And it turned out great.
Awesome. How long did that take, the whole process?
We started back in March, and I think we had all the tracking done by about June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we
kind of mixed it a little bit over the summer when we had time and pressed it for the fall.
Awesome. And you're still very happy with it? Any things you would change or no?
I don't think so. No, yeah, I think it turned out great. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds great. So do you guys want to play a few more songs? And we'll maybe come back and chat a bit more. Earlestown Winter live on CITR.
All right, we'll do a little cover here. The next song is also on the EP. This one's called "Time Will Run Away."
This one features tambourine.
All right.
Tambourine.
This one features tambourine.
Oh, yeah.
I think a few others did as well, but this one for sure. Wine.
smiles and the laughter, dead of the strife.
Town Winter live on CITR. So, any venues from back in the days that doesn't exist anymore that you missed?
Oh,
any particular one that you can?
The Pick Pub was fun.
Yeah,
I used to like playing there.
Yeah, that went for quite a while.
That's been gone a while.
Yeah, it's gone for. When did it started? Do you know?
When did the Pick Pub?
Yeah.
Oh, forever, I have no idea.
Forever.
Yeah.
It was nice, and then about the end, it started leaking from the. From the ceiling quite a bit, and then it became like a buffet, I think.
I think it did for a while. It got
What is it now? Do you know?
I have no idea. I drive by it sometimes. I think it's some lounge or something.
Right.
It's definitely.
Yeah, that was a good place. I think. Well, one of my friends kept telling me that he saw Nirvana at the Pick.
Oh yeah, and there's people that saw the White Stripes at the Pick and stuff like that.
I mean, the biggest one I saw was like TV and a radio or something. But that was a nice. Fun venue.
Marine Club was fun too.
Yeah.
That place is gone.
Yeah, that was nice. I like the Marine Club too. Always get a. I don't know.
We could go on for hours.
You can go on for hours. So I'm just going to. Although the first thing I remember is like the giant rat that sometimes I see scuttering across the Marine Club, which is great. It's part of. It adds to the appeal of the place. Do you guys play much in town?
We have a regular show that we do acoustically at the Cafe Montmartre.
Nice.
I don't know how to pronounce it very well. But,
oh, right.
28th and Main.
28th and Main.
So we play there every first Wednesday, roughly, of the month.
Yeah.
Apart from that, we're just, you know, like everyone else, just getting the gigs where we can, so.
Yeah. Yeah, how does that go? Like, is it a different band every Monday?
They have lots of music going on, I think. So we play every first Wednesday, and we try and, you know, bring a band with us to open or close that we know and we like, and it's quite it's quite relaxed and
nice. What kind of people show up at that place? It's like a French restaurant.
Yeah, it's you know, lots of locals come by and nice. They, you know, the lovers, yeah,
lovers.
People on dates actually.
It's a nice place. It's a really nice place. And yeah, I know they used to do comedies on certain nights and they do different things and plays or something like that.
Yeah,
I still do.
Yeah, we like it actually. Yeah, thanks to Ali for we played last night actually, and yeah. he's a great guy.
Very nice.
So.
What's a good food item at there? You must have had them all by now.
Maybe Ben should answer this question.
Yeah,
I like the crepes.
The crepes. Yeah. Which crepes. What kind of crepes?
I like a chocolate banana. I think that's good, and got good brie and bread. And
yeah,
it's a good place to eat and drink and listen to music.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, awesome. Any plans on, you know, like getting out of town, playing some music? Touring at all, or
we thought about doing a small tour at the end of the summer in the fall, which might hold off for now, just because we kind of actually want to do some more recording. So,
oh yeah,
but we might do a couple of shows on the island. A friend of ours, James, has got a lot of friends out there from the hotel lobbyists, and so we might just get a couple of shows there, just one offs, weekend stuff.
Right. So more recording you're talking. So you have new songs that?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we've got. It's about halfway written, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Would it be an EP that you're thinking?
No, this time we'll do a full-length record.
Full-length record, yeah.
So it'll be 10 or 12 songs. We like the recording process. We like recording. I write quite a bit. So mm-hmm. The songs on the EP have been with us a couple of years. I think we've been playing them around. So our next one is going to be a new one that's probably going to be on the record. So
great.
So, yeah, we're...
That's awesome, yeah. Do you find that, so you said it's pretty easy for you to write songs, sort of, relatively speaking?
I guess so, yeah. I write them quite quickly. They're written and done with really quick, lyrics as well, so.
Right. Is it like an idea that strikes you to write something, or do you just sit down and you can write?
It usually starts with a melody. I usually start with a vocal melody and mm-hmm. build something around that. The vocals almost always come last, but mm-hmm. sometimes there is an idea. More often than not, an idea that I have will just get put to a melody that I've just, you know, discovered or you know, thought up or whatever.
Oh, awesome. Well, let's hear this new song that's going to be on the new album, Earlstown Winter, live on CITR.
Yeah, this song should be on the record as far as we know. It's a slower one. This one's called It Will Be Easy.
Years as the weather gets
Do a quick acoustic one before we bring the guys back on in a second. This one's called Sleep of the Light On.
Pain of love, my
Alright, this one's this is the last song off the EP. This one's called Helena. Time for Ben, what do you think?
You have about 10 minutes. Hurlstown Winter live on CITR. Quickly, before we continue, you want to talk a bit about like a website or something, or so people can get a hold of you? You did mention you can buy the album at Red Cat Records in Zulu. And
yeah, our current website is our MySpace page, MySpace Hurlstown Winter. The record's available on iTunes on Napster and Amazon Online, CD Baby. You can
everywhere else, yeah. Just do a quick
thing. Pretty much, I think it's there. Yeah, I think it's pretty much everywhere. So,
awesome.
Which it's nice, easy these days to get it out there.
Yeah. Any plans to play in a show in town coming up at all?
We're looking at getting a show at the Biltmore actually soon. I was talking to the guys over there recently. That's probably our next planned show.
And so people can be updated on the website.
Yep, on the MySpace page, Facebook page is actually it's probably the easiest calendar to use. I'm not a huge MySpace or Facebook guy, but it does come in useful. So search for that, and you'll find
it. Yeah, Earl's Town Winter with just one E.
Yeah.
Sometimes Google wants it to.
I know. Well, Earlstown is a town in the north of England where my mom's from. So it's sometimes spelled one way, it's sometimes spelled the other. So
how is the winter there?
It's rainy.
Yeah.
It's cold.
So it's like Vancouver?
Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah.
Pretty gray.
Yeah.
Pretty gray. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. So do you guys want to play a few more songs?
Yeah. This will be the fifth song off the EP, which will pretty much rounds it out. This one's called Direction.
Town Winter live on CITR. Got about 4 minutes. You want to squeeze another one in there, or?
Yeah, we'll squeeze one more in. There is a first record. It's called Easy Roads, Easy Skies, and that was recorded just with me and a buddy of mine, John Simmons, kind of before we put a band together with these guys. So This is the song, title song off of that. So I told my buddy Ian that we'd be playing that tonight, so I think he's listening.
Awesome.
This goes out to you, Ian. This one's called Easy Roads, Easy Skies. Thanks for listening. We've been Earlestown Winter.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Evan.
Town Winter live on CITR. Thank you very much for coming out.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks, Ben. Thanks, CITR.
Yeah, it sounded awesome. You can listen to this again pretty soon on CITR.ca on the fantastic podcast program. Thank you, Evan, for working on the new soundboard. Yay! Awesome. Coming up next, Linus with Hypnotic Groove. Very soon. We'll be right back.
mind. The sage is the word I use to describe it. When she comes around, I almost lose my mind, but I try to hide it. Yeah.